Iraqis near the border with Syria say an American warplane killed dozens of civilians when it bombed a house. The military says that strike targeted an al-Qaeda leader. As the violence continues, Shiite, Sunni, and Kurdish leaders in Iraq are preparing for another national election. It comes in December. And Iraq's transitional leaders say they are determined to build a unified state, despite the killings that sometimes hit very close to home. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
There are hundreds of parties preparing for the December 15th elections, but only a handful of dominant coalitions. The largest is made up of religious Shiites, followed by the Kurds, Sunnis, and a secular coalition. Iraqi Vice President Adel Abdel Mehdi, a Shiite with the religious Skiri Party, spoke with American journalists yesterday about the critical need to hold the factions together in the new government. He says the much-improved Sunni turnout in the recent constitutional referendum means not even the Shiite majority will be able to win enough of the 275 seats to rule on its own.
If the alliance gets 100-110, and then it will need the Kurdish slate, both of them will need a Sunni slate and maybe a fourth one. The pressure is toward unity and collective war. This is the pressure. Of course, there will be some individual interests, some partial interests, but the general pressure is in this direction.
Former Prime Minister Iyad Alawi heads a secular slate of candidates that he introduced on Saturday. He echoed the call for unity, but also advocated an end to sectarian passions that he said are holding the new Iraq back. Alawi staked an early claim to issues that are likely to be hugely popular with the battered Iraqi voting public: security and access to normal public services.
I'm certain that you are keen for a government that provides you with jobs and combats the rife unemployment, a government that provides you with services, electricity and water, health care and a clean environment, and a government that will revitalize the economic sector.
Vice President Abdel Mehdi recognizes the immediate political power of issues such as unreliable electricity and long gas lines. But he says there's a list of American administrators and Iraqi politicians who tried to deliver services before the security situation was stabilized. He says all they accomplished was a massive waste of time and money.
We spent a lot of money, but still it was all wasted by the terrorists. We lost almost $9 billion losses of oil exports because of sabotage, $9 billion. So if we can invest those $9 billion, we can get electricity better within 1 year, 2 years. Of course, we all want electricity as fast as we can. We all want services. But if can anyone tell us how to do it, we will be very happy. Bremer tried.
Unfortunately, Abdel Mehdi's answer doesn't offer the immediate gratification voters tend to prefer. He also has no rosy scenarios for how long this political process may take. 4, 8, even 12 years before Iraqis can be elected on the basis of their policies and skills, as opposed to their religious or ethnic affiliation. But his determination to press ahead in the face of devastating violence suddenly becomes painfully clear. His visitors don't realize that during this interview, Abdel Mehdi's older brother Khalib, a cabinet advisor, has been fighting for his life in a Baghdad hospital, having been shot in an ambush hours earlier. An aide enters the room and murmurs in Arabic to the vice president that his older brother is dead. Abdel Mehdi apologizes for cutting the interview short.
I would have stayed with you, but they told me they assassinated my brother.
Today, Adel Abdel Mehdi has a funeral to attend. Then it's back to the job of convincing grieving Iraqi families, including his own, that painstaking political progress is worth the effort, even in the face of relentless bloodshed. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.